to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's not very debatey music, but it's such a good tune. What can I do?
Well, Giglio's got a big mountain to climb here.
He sure does. Mount Ike over there. So debate days kicking off officially on the WIP Afternoon Show right now.
Debate days.
In one corner, we have six-time champion Ike Reese. In the other corner, we have that twerp from the midday show, Joe Giglio. Hot take artist, loves clicks. All right.
Do I get clicks off of this?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Right.
We get clicks off of it. So the debate I have for you is, should the Philadelphia 76ers trade Joel Embiid? Now, before we get into it, I just want to set the parameters here so we don't get into the minutia of it. The trade is essentially for nothing.
Right.
The Sixers aren't getting anything back. They're not giving up anything. They're trading Joel Embiid for nothing.
On a blank slate.
A blank slate.
Yeah.
I will start.
Which hurts your argument even more.
Yeah. Wow, he's starting now.
I want you to know that. If you don't have anything of substance to add to trading away, arguably to a Mount Rushmore player in Sixers history, I don't know what you bring into the table today.
Ike has graciously given Joe Giglio the ability to give his opening statement first, even though he just started anyway. Joe Giglio, it's on you.
A lot of times when we do these debates, it's an uphill climb for me. I'm always on the side that people don't want. Yeah. People don't want Joel Embiid here anymore. Maybe you guys do. This is over. What are we doing? If I can get out of the Joel Embiid business right now, I'm out. He's owed $59 million, $64 million, and $69 million the next 3 years. He can't play at that level anymore. We're dealing with a player that has a degenerative knee, maybe arthritis. And guys, look, I know I'm not getting anything back because that's the parameters. I don't want anything back. What I want is a clean slate for the Sixers. And all I need to do is turn on the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow, Western Conference Finals tonight as proof. 20 players will start these games. 20 players, 10 on each side. Do you know how many players are over the age of 30 in the Western and Eastern Conference Finals that will play big minutes? One. There's one player in the Conference Finals that will start, that will play big minutes, that is over the age of 30. This is a young man's game. You guys, just because you do Blue Chew reads doesn't mean you have to act like you're old. The league is trending young. It is a young league now. Joel Embiid is an old player by his body, and he's just not there anymore where he used to be. I wish we could have got something back. Instead, this is going to be like Patrick Ewing going to the Sonics, Hakeem Olajuwon going to the Raptors. It's a sad ending, but I got to get out of the Embiid business now, Ike Reese. It's over.
We don't even remember Patrick Ewing in a damn Sonics uniform or Elijah Wan.
That's how bad it was, and that's going to be Embiid in whatever uniform he goes to.
All right, hush.
Like Jerry Rice in a damn Seattle Seahawks uniform.
Raiders and all that.
So let me just say this. Here's where your argument sort of loses a little steam. Because you don't have something of significance to entice me to move off of one of the greatest players in franchise history. I understand where Joel Embiid is right now. I understand that it's been disappointing trying to build a team centrally around him and expecting him to sort of lead us. But here's where I will caution you and the rest of Sixers Nation out there that believe in his team. You still have what amounts to, albeit on a smaller scale, because you're not getting it for 60 or 70 games, but if I can get it for 45 games, maybe 50, plus the playoffs, you still have what amounts to a unicorn in the National Basketball Association. That's a 7'2", 280-pound, arguably the most skillful big man since Hakeem Olajuwon to touch an NBA hardwood court. That's what you have at your disposal. So, unless I'm getting something of significance that entices me to move off of him, here's where I'm sitting at right now as a Sixers team. I have a couple assets. Depending on who you are, you can view them as being valuable, but you have the ability to maneuver some other pieces to add to Joel Embiid. If I don't even do that, I still have Maxey, Jared McCain, the number 3 overall pick, a couple of young players that we discovered late in the season this year, and I'm adding Joel Embiid to that. Think about that. I got good young pieces that I already like, and I'm adding a guy who is a walking 30-point getter. If he plays 28 minutes, he's giving you 30 points that night. You know how hard that is to come by in this league? 30 points a night at 7'2", unstoppable, great free throw shooter. And if I can lessen the burden on how much I need him during the regular season, I still have him to throw out there in the postseason. And in the Eastern Conference, there's no one to guard him. There's nothing you can do. Every team in the Eastern Conference has to hope Embiid is injured to some degree. Either he's completely out or he's compromised, because you have no answer for him in any other form or fashion. And I'm adding that with the 3rd overall pick, Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, right? Like, these are other guys I'm adding to Joel Embiid. And that's why I don't trade Joel Embiid, because I have the ability to almost do two things here, which is try to win in the now as well as try to prepare for the future. That's where I'm at.
All right, that's wonderful. But you know what this is? This is just the next if in the Joel Embiid career. If
sure.
he's healthy, no one can stop him in the East. He's always been worse in the playoffs. His whole career in the Eastern Conference. Who's the best player he's ever outplayed in a playoff series? Pascal Siakam? I mean, I'm going to expect him at an older age to give you what you want. Let me play along with your idea, because I actually see your logic, right?
Okay.
Keep him around with the young guys.
Yep.
Are we sure, because I'm not, that Joel Embiid will accept a role where he's not the ball-dominant player? Because I don't want to hurt and stunt the growth of Maxey. Kind of has become what he is. But
yeah.
I think Jared McCain has huge upside, so we have that. And then whatever they take with the number 3 pick, if you tell me that Embiid is going to play the Bill Walton role back with the Celtics in the 80s, he's going to come off the bench or play 20 minutes or 15 minutes, all right, I mean, I get your point, right? He could still maybe, in a small sample, channel it and be great. I don't know. I've never seen the Sixers since he got here not defer to Joel Embiid, and I don't want to watch him try to jog up and down the court, can't move, still be the ball-dominant guy, and then I'm sitting here in 2 years and saying, I don't even know what McCain is. He doesn't get to shoot more than 4 times a game. If he's here, he can't be the guy, but I've never not seen him be the guy.
That's fair. That's fair. And a lot of this obviously would have to hinge upon Joel accepting this sort of a role.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying he has to be a backseat on the team, and we know he's still the franchise guy, but the idea that everything centers around him and everybody has to play off of him, I kind of agree with
those
that.
Those days are over.
I kind of agree with that. But here's the thing I would ask you, Joe. Here's the thing I would ask you. If I'm getting 45 games out of him and I'm getting Joel Embiid, why wouldn't I want him to have the ball?
Well,
he is still the best. When he is Joel Embiid, he is still one of the 5 best players in the NBA.
But I don't know if that Embiid's ever coming back. I mean, happened. Well, we saw what happened this year.
It's a matter, really, of how often can you get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, that was 2 years ago. I was concerned how often we got it. Now I'm not even sure when he plays what he's going to be anymore. It's
right.
Unfortunate because he was a great player. I just want to rip the Band-Aid off. I'm so tired of the Joel Embiid era. I'm tired. Not that he wasn't great. He's a Hall of Fame player, won the MVP, all that.
Don't let the fatigue.
No, I'm fatigued. I had a debate with Jolly earlier.
Yeah.
I am fatigued in every way. I'm fatigued. No, I'm just done. I want to move on. I want to hand it
and
over to the young guys.
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big cue. Taco to go. Taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.
That's the problem I think a lot of fans have.
Yes. We want to rip the Band-Aid off.
I'm not saying that I don't understand that. I understand that. I do. Here's what I'm saying. Ultimately, I'm not giving Joel Embiid away for nothing. That's what I'm ultimately saying. I'm not saying we need to build the team around Joel Embiid to make him the focus of everything. What I'm saying is he's an asset that I've already committed to. He's already under contract.
But he's also exhausting for the team. I think his presence has become exhausting. When is he going to play? When is he not play? The injury stuff. What does he want out there? He's exhausting. And when he was the one of the three or four best players, it was worth it, right? Even if he was like, I don't know if he's healthy or not, he was so great, we put up with it. Now, if he comes back and
he's telling me if you get Joel Embiid, and I'm going to keep throwing out the 45 games in the regular season.
When's the last time he played 45? 50 games.
Yeah, I don't know.
3 years ago? I don't even know if we're getting that anymore.
That's what I'm looking at. Mm. And then I'm looking at a full playoff run.
I have to keep myself out of this, by the way.
If you're telling me I'm getting Joel Embiid there and I'm getting a healthy Joel Embiid in the playoffs, dude, he rolls out of the bed. We used to say Jahlil Okafor, he 20-10.
Well, no one said that.
That was a fantasy.
Yeah, that was make-believe.
This dude literally can give you 20-10 rolling out of the bed.
But can he get out of the bed anymore? I don't know. I want out.
That's fair.
Out of the Embiid business. I want a fresh start with the Sixers. And as long as he's here, it's still the old Sixers. I'm done. Out!
Now, I think there's still enough talent in there. You're talking about a guy, 27 points a game, easily. Double-digit rebounds a game, easily. Almost unguardable when he's available and being out there on the court. Last year, he was scoring over a point a minute. Last year, not this past season, I mean the year before Kuminga dove on his damn knees out there at Golden State. Like, the guy was scoring a point a minute out there on the court. Almost unheard of in NBA history. And again, I'm looking at you're talking about Bill Walton. Bill Walton, on his best days when he had two good healthy feet, never looked like Joel Embiid. Never in his life looked like Joel Embiid. Bill Walton did.
I just can't have a $64 million role player. I can't do it. It's over. I just think we got to move on from Joel Embiid. It's over.
Wow, look, Joe Giglio trying to be voice of the people. While
how's that going?
Ike Reese trying to be the smart one.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. What happened here?
Yeah, what is going on? All right, we'll wrap this up in a second.
Hold on.
What?
Aren't I usually both, though? No.
Well, yes, you're usually both. But you're not usually like, it's not usually Giglio being like, you know.
Yeah, he's a hater.
Yeah, he is
hater. I'm trying to help the Sixers.
He's a hater.
You guys are just Embiid fans.
But
the Sixers.
Like, that's a bad thing.
Well, the Sixers are more important. It's the name on the front, not the name on the back.
Hold on.
You should know that.
We will get to this in a second. Okay. All right. We will decide who won that in a second. But when you go to Colonial Hyundai right now, you're going to win. That's right. This weekend, Memorial Day weekend, I want you to, don't forget the beach. But if you're going to go to the beach, you're going to have your barbecue out back, I want you to make time for Colonial. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Monday. They've got a choice between two great things. One, get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. You want a new Palisade, an Ioniq, an Elantra, whatever it is, 20% off. That's up to 10 grand that the cars are going to give you back. Or you get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And I'm telling you, you could do it. I don't care if it's got two wheels on it. Cars are going to take you, give you $6,500. The Memorial Day weekend sales event at Colonial, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, or $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And this is on top of that. You're going to get rates as low as 0% financing. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. You know, I thought you both did a very respectful job. Mm. This was the most respectful debate we've probably had on the WIP.
I'm looking at a guy that finished in the top two.
You're living in the past.
MVP the last 4 to 5 years. You're talking about 27, almost 28 points a game, 11 rebounds per game, 80% free throws. We kill to see these type of numbers from any player.
And maybe we will one day again.
These type of numbers from anybody but this dude. Mm-hmm.
Jack, I would like you to put up a Twitter poll. Just put who won the debate about Joel Embiid. Ike Reese or Joe Giglio.
95 That's Ike. It doesn't even matter what was said.
Well,
the Twitter question brought to you by Mark.
You feel better than I do.
Well, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Joe, here's why I agree with Ike. And you can say Joel fan all you want. Is that if you want to rebuild, you can rebuild next year. Like, we've had, I know you said the most recent thing we've seen of Joel Embiid is last year. Mm-hmm. But if we take the last 4 years, it didn't look like last year. You know, you have runner-up MVP, MVP. Then last year, 2 years ago, if he doesn't get hurt, he's probably
he's
the MVP
in the top
again.
Three MVP candidate, yeah.
And like, all I want to do is just see. And if it's there again, I don't see any bonus to just moving off aside from the moment where we just all feel better about it. We'd all feel better for a month. And then we'd realize that we're trying to build a championship with friggin' Ace Bailey and Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain and a Clippers pick in 3 years. Like, I don't see a path right now. And it's going to be worse than you think. So if you want to rebuild, rebuild next year. Just don't rebuild this year because you're tired of it. And last thing, Morey is paid to like, when everybody else is exhausted, to maybe let it go a little bit longer. Everybody was exhausted with the James Harden saga. Just trade him. And he waited an extra little bit longer, and he got an extra pick from the Clippers. The same with the Ben Simmons thing. It's just get rid of him wherever he wants to go.
No, he waited.
But
he
waited.
James Harden.
He got Harden, all that kind of stuff. I just think when we're tired, the people who run the teams get paid not to be tired.
I agree with that, but can I make the point we're already past the expiration point? This should have been done 2 years ago, a year ago.
But it wasn't.
I know, but now we're doubling down for hope. There's no logic to there's no logic to Joel Embiid in his mid-30s being a championship player. He wasn't in his mid-20s.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
What?
First of all, he's not in his mid-30s, he's 30.
But he will be soon. He's 30. Okay. He's 31.
Well, here's my thing.
This contract runs out, he's 34. Close to mid-30s.
If I don't need him as, pun intended, my centerpiece, and he's sort of an accent piece, and a very good accent piece, by the way.
We hope.
What if
he's cooked?
What if he is? What if he's not? What if he's not?
If you're telling me health-wise, we don't have that yet. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not saying he's coming back being Joel Embiid from 3 years ago. But if he's healthier than he was this past year, and if they could find this sort of program where they could limit his minutes and games till you get to the ultimate point, which is postseason play, then isn't that what we ultimately care about?
I just,
like, we're done with the regular season stuff.
Sure.
So to me, as long as he's at his best late in the season, and we can use him in the postseason run, like, Joel Embiid is still a force to be reckoned with.
I understand the point on, you know, the Harden thing and Morey and knowing. It bothers me that we might not get to see the best of Maxey and McCain in this third pick if he's still here. Like, you brought up Harden. Harden was suppressed because he was with two other great players. He didn't become James Harden until he got to Houston. How do we know we're not going to suppress McCain and Maxey in this third pick if Joel Embiid's getting the ball as much as he used to?
Do you really think you don't know what Tyrese Maxey is at this point?
Well, no, forget Maxey for a second. Okay. How about McCain? McCain showed a lot.
Okay.
I mean, but if we're dumping the ball to Embiid 30 times a game down
well,
giving
in your
the ball,
world, he's only playing 20 games, so we'll get to see plenty of Jared McCain.
But maybe he plays more in your world.
Like,
this whole premise started with
45 games.
I know. The whole premise started with he has no trade value. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know?
Yes, is that he's rather
well,
keep him than trade him for nothing.
Us than
no,
he is anywhere
we
else.
We need a fresh start.
Oh,
you guys are living in the
need
past.
Need a fresh start with this show with that, you out of here.
That's fine.
There he is.
You do, actually. It's break time.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Joe Giglio. Appreciate you sticking
good job,
around.
Brother.
Good debate.
That was fun.
That was good debate. That was a little too respectful. We're going to need it to get nastier tomorrow.
Mike doesn't know
with
what
Jolly.
He's talking about. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, okay. There you go. All right. Speaking of guys that don't know what they're talking about, Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. Elliot will be here.
That's pretty good.
Well, he's going to get here from. He'll be close.
Oh, yeah.
Right
he'll
around.
Be close. He'll
be tight. Be here.
Yeah. You know he's stressing right
knowing
now.
Knowing him, he'll be here.
Yeah. For the Elliot, if you're not here, look, I don't want you to speed, but if you're not here,
we're going to take that little trophy of yours.
Yeah. Elliot was down there at the NovaCare facility, so we'll get Elliot's thoughts on what he heard from Nick Sirianni, also what he heard from Jalen Hurts, also a little tush push talk, and in honor of debate days, we will go through some of Elliot's greatest hits on his opinions that have made people the maddest. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Taco to go. Taco.
BBQ. Taco to go. Taco to go. Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco, only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.